Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Let's talk about a point, a destination, what I believe to be a critical or the critical landing spot as we go about our lives. The intersection of purpose and value. Where our personal loves and passions collide with the gifts that we are capable of giving to the world. Someone once told me that if you're doing something you love, but it's not doing anything for others, it's just for you, it's not monetizable or adding external value, that's fine, right? It's often incredibly healthy, but it's also a hobby, right? Not a job, business, or career. On the other hand, if you're doing something that does add some external value to others, but inside it feels wrong, you're not at all passionate or excited about it, you're now robbing yourself. One, because you're exhausting your limited time on this planet going through the motions, and two, because if you aren't at all invested in or excited about that thing, there's going to be little incentive to innovate, right? To go above and beyond, to find that ever elusive value that hides in the fringes. So the answer, the goal, as far as I'm concerned, is searching and exploring until you find that point, that aforementioned intersection where you get both. Where you wake up excited, thinking about what lies ahead throughout the day, and are simultaneously able to add value to the community at large. That feeling of being able to pour your heart and soul into something while also knowing there is much at stake. It's extraordinary. The thing is, though, it's often a challenge to capture. I remember I was invited to do an interview years ago, one of the first I'd ever done. And I still remember this question, right, to this day. How did you end up a writer and a speaker? Did you plan for it? Was this the goal? And I remember saying, no, it wasn't the goal. And he asked, so you fell into it? And I kind of said, yeah, that's about right. I fell into it. That was essentially that. And as I look back now, that answer, even all of these years later, drives me crazy because it does such a disservice to the truth. But that's like saying someone fell into their dream job. How does anyone fall into any role? No, life is about growing, learning, adapting, and repeating the cycle. It took me time and persistence to find that intersection of internal purpose and external value. And I talk about the journey a lot, so I don't want to go into too much detail, but very briefly, you know, I went from a corporate position where I may have been adding some value, but was pretty dead inside, right? Then moved to playing acoustic shows and writing music around Boston. And it was an improvement. I certainly enjoyed that to some extent, but had a ways to go.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
And also the external value wasn't quite there. And then moved to writing speeches, which I discovered writing was what I loved about the music. Like, that was an epiphany. That was a light bulb moment. So I started writing more and more and more like a crazy person, and started to finally feel that power of impacting others in a positive way. Okay, noted, right? This is a good thing. Keep moving forward. I started moving on to making videos combined with writing, and oh man, getting warmer, right? And by the way, video is scalable, so I'm helping and adding value to even more people. Then move on to YouTube, keynote speaking, and ultimately the media company I have today. And so I look at all that, right? The whole process, pretty sloppy, right? A lot of unforeseen changes, a lot of things I didn't expect or anticipate, a lot of poking and prodding. And every move was getting me closer to what brings me joy in my left hand, while I held on to what makes society a better place in my right hand, right? What adds value to those around me? I wanted to find that intersection, right? While cutting away things that I wasn't crazy about, right? I didn't like the so-called hobbies that I enjoyed, but, you know, weren't going to be the train that I took to impact or prosperity. So, no, this exact career progression was not planned, right, in any way. But this feeling, finding this spot in life, obtaining this sense of purpose, was incredibly methodical. And so now when I'm asked that same question, I give a very different answer. And that's critical because it's hard to not know what the future holds. It's uncomfortable. One demographic I get a lot of emails from is college grads, right? The whole world's in front of them and they don't know what to do. My answer is always the same, right? You don't have to know what the future holds. You're not supposed to know. The idea is to explore. It's to move closer to the things that make you feel alive, little by little. While, by the way, simultaneously cutting away the things that, sure, were worth a shot, but after some exploration, you kind of feel like, eh, not for me. Right? It's a continual process of honing in and looking for that spot where it's like, this makes me feel good. This is the starting point. So now, how do I position myself so that I can add value to others while doing this? How can I be a light in the world? And I believe wholeheartedly we all have that. We're all capable of that. It's just different for all of us and requires searching. We have to get over the fact that it's scary stepping off that ledge to navigate the waters of life, knowing that this just might be one of those experiences that goes awry. That, yeah, you put the time in, the energy in, and all you left with was the understanding that, wow, this definitely is not for me. And that's perfectly fine, right? It's like, noted, now on to the next. I say all the time, life is not a standardized test. Now, I like that metaphor because it dispels the notion that there is a simple right or wrong approach. That's not how anyone has ever arrived at excellence. Excellence is an experiment. Excellence is a journey, and journeys take courage. Believe me, it might seem easier not to go. It might seem easier to stay where you are in order to make this or that person happy, to save yourself the short-term angst of not having a plan. But in the long run, if you're not happy and you don't, in some capacity, step into that unknown, you eventually come face to face with that word we all hear so much about, regret. And that is how I see the process. Saying no to what you want so that you can avoid the short-term discomfort is essentially picking up the phone and making an appointment with regret. The only question is whether the reservation is in 2 months, 2 years, or 2 decades. So why not set out in search of that remarkable place? That intersection of what you love and what lights up the world. What prompts you to jump out of bed in the morning, and what just might inspire others to do the same. When you are in doubt, take the question, is it possible, and substitute it for how can I get there? When overwhelmed, remember that you are not alone in your frustration or your uncertainty. That the world around you was built by people, men and women from all different backgrounds and all different places with all different stories, who took that light in themselves and didn't stop fighting, pushing, searching until it became a beacon, not just for them, but for those around them. I said it before, I'll say it again. We are all capable of that. That version, whatever it is in your specific life, you can have that reality. You can be that person, but you must both believe it's possible and start moving towards that life-changing point.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.